Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm George.
And this is
Transpantastic, a podcast about gender, identity, orientation, and all the life that happens around it.
Like emails and travel trips.
So I was supposed to go to BFE earlier this month and have a consultation there.
At the University of BFE, as we have been calling it, yes.
Yes. And in the meantime, I had been trying to get the insurance to approve the travel because I thought, well, I already had a consultation in the Bay Area, but you don't want to put all of your hormones in one basket.
And that's pertinent because, to clarify for anyone who is just picking up on us now, hi, friends, we're talking about lower surgery consultations.
Oh, yes. So I was supposed to go for a consultation and see the surgeon for the lower surgery and a urologist.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't seem to get the insurance to do the part where they approved the travel, and it wasn't getting done. So finally, a few weeks before it was time, I emailed BFE folks that I'd emailed with before.
Right.
Because I couldn't find a way to do it in the chart system.
The portal thing. We've been on and on about all the different portals, yes.
Yeah, because the message they had last sent me was too old. I wasn't allowed to respond to it. So I sent them an email and kind of forgot about it because I said, well, I can't seem to get this approved. And if I don't have it approved by this date, I will cancel it so that somebody else can have it, which I highly doubt they even get around to that with the way they schedule things.
Yeah.
So I sent them an email saying, this is a scoop. And I heard nothing from them.
This is my shocked face.
I see that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nothing at all. And then I canceled. I went onto the chart, the portal thing, and canceled the appointments so that I wouldn't be just a no-show to appointments because I still had no cooperation from the exiting insurance. I know. Big shock.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I finally got an email from the BFE people saying, so sorry, we didn't see your email sooner, like almost a month ago. It looks like you'll have to just start over with the new insurance. And I just, how do I say this on the podcast?
Double birds
is what I had for them. I think it's terrible. That's not the way to do things. They should have tried to help me make that happen.
They should have.
Yeah. And I could have pushed it more, but I was recovering from a hysterectomy and I was like, okay, you know, you run out of everything to deal with insurance at sometimes.
Yeah.
You do. And things were moving along with the supposed new insurance.
Right.
So then today I got a email from my HR. Now this is the woman that had called me and said, I don't understand what's happening here. And I finally had to say, look, we don't have any surgeons that do gender reassignment surgeries. So I got this email from HR today saying, hey, the new insurance, the incoming insurance, wants to talk to you about your transition of care. What number should they call you at? What is the best number to reach you at? And I'm thinking, how about the fucking number I put on the forms?
What?
It's on the fax form, and it's on the transition of care form, which is why they know they need to talk to me, I would think. I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean,
could be something else.
You never know.
Could be the person she first talked to that said, hey, we'll talk to him. I don't know. I won't know until they actually call me, because they haven't.
Ugh.
I did answer her email and say, yes, here's my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I have left my ringer on during the daytimes when I would normally not leave it on because I don't want to miss the call.
Right.
In case they could be doing something that would be helpful with my insurance.
To get you towards that lower surgery.
Yes.
Which is important because you emailed, it looks like, with the new insurance, the gender clinic with which you had the consultation.
Yes.
Is going to be on or covered by or in network for your new insurance somehow. And so you should be able to get that managed much more easily.
I like the way you put the somehow in there because that's how it is with insurance in America.
Oh, for fuck's sake, isn't it?
Yeah. In the United States, it's the somehow maybe.
Yeah, that's a thing. Then you had emailed them just trying to feel out a timeline. And you sent this email like way back at the beginning of the month, I think, right?
Yeah, at least a couple of weeks ago, I sent them an email saying, I contacted the person that was my advisor before and said, hey, just getting an idea, because I know that if they are scheduling surgeries out through June right now, that I wouldn't be likely to get a surgery before June. So can you get any idea of how far out are they scheduling surgeries?
Right.
And when I first started contacting them this summer, they had dates open through the end of this year. That's what they had then. They are currently scheduling out through late spring, and that was a few weeks ago. And they, until they have a letter of authorization, they cannot do anything about scheduling me. So I have have some probably slightly false hopes, but everybody needs hope. So my current probably false hope is that the new insurance will call me, and because this is a transition of care request that they have already received several weeks ago, they will contact the gender clinic where I have had the consultation and get that moving along.
Yes. So here's hoping.
I can have a surgery date, because I'm feeling a little like, okay, is this going to be better because the surgery will be later? No. What transgender person ever says, oh, the surgery will be later, that's good? They don't.
No.
But
I can imagine a rare instance in which fundraising needed to happen and it might be worthwhile to wait. But other than that, I really can't see it.
No. It's possible that it will work out in our favor that my former work wife, who sometimes watches our creatures, including children, while we are away, will be more available at whatever time they finally offer me.
Right.
So there could be that advantage.
Yes.
And nobody knows, because the Magic 8 Ball doesn't have that answer. And we don't even have a Magic 8 Ball. So there you go.
There are apps. I made you laugh.
Yeah, there are apps. This is true.
Even if we downloaded an app or went to the store and bought a Magic 8 Ball, all it would probably tell us is the same damn thing the insurance does. Cannot tell you now. Reply hazy. Ask again later.
I like your air quotes. Yeah. Yep.
But in the meanwhile, we keep ourselves busy.
Yes. Yes. And I have kept particularly busy lately.
Vinny was here for your initial histo recovery. And then shortly thereafter, just a couple days ago, this past weekend, you went to go hang out with Vinny for the weekend.
I did. Weekend at Vinny's.
Ha 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 ha.
Meh. Ha. Meh. It was better than that.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I went there. I went there for a couple days before. So I went on a Thursday. And that was fun because we found a drag show to go to Thursday night, which is, you know, kind of a big deal because we're two old guys. And it was so fun.
That's great.
We were a little late for it accidentally, because when is a drag show ever on time?
Well, the thing is, you know, like I understand that we kind of expect things to run on QPT, but
the minute
that you expect it to, it's going to be on time.
Well, we were on time for what the webpage said. The webpage said 9:30, and so we got there at 9:30.
Okay.
And it turns out they had changed their time to 9 some time ago and just never updated their webpage.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. That was fine, though. We got to see quite a bit of the show, and it was very good and very fun, and we loved it.
That's great.
Yeah.
But the reason that you were going was because you have had your eye on an event in the Bay that happens kind of quarterly-ish, and you had wanted to attend this time around, but you were waiting on the announcement for it.
Yeah, so when I was there in October, maybe I was there more than once in October, but in any case, I saw an upcoming genderqueer night at what is typically a gay men's bathhouse.
Okay.
And I really wanted to go.
That sounds like fun.
I wanted to go see the other queer people and, you know, check it out.
Do the things.
Yeah. But then they didn't have one for a long time, which was okay because I was having a hysterectomy and recovering. And I'm still not clear from the, you know, I haven't been cleared by the surgeon.
Right.
To do whatever I want to or whatever I may or may not want to. But anyhow. I saw that they finally did, you were asking me about it.
Mm-hmm.
You said, oh, have you been keeping your eye on that? And I said, well, I haven't seen one. And you said, well, you should check because they might suddenly put one on there. And sure enough, they had. They had put one, and I had looked like a week before and there was not, you know, it was not listed.
But then I mentioned it and you looked and it was listed.
Yes. And I was so excited.
Yay.
And, so my plan was to be at Vinny's on Friday. So I went Thursday night so that I would already be there on Friday and not have been driving all day and then trying to stay up half the night. So yeah, so I was at Vinny's and saw drag on Thursday. And then on Friday, I think Vinny was mostly working and I was trying to sleep in and have a nap. And then we went somewhere with their girlfriend.
Oh.
We went to a comedy thing. And you said, how are you doing that if you're going to do the other thing? I said, oh, this thing's at like 7 and I'm not going out till 10:30 or something like that.
Which is also why you were sleeping in and taking naps, because normally that would be bedtime.
It was for everybody else.
Well,
they were all going to bed and I had a bit of a desire to wish I was going to bed as well, but I knew I couldn't do that because I had wanted to go see this thing for a while now. And, you know, I am an introvert, so there's that. And I didn't feel like I could be, like, when I got there, most of the gay men were cruising back and forth and most of the other queer people were in the hot tub.
Right.
And this is not where I could be.
You are not yet cleared to have your hysterectomy in a hot tub.
Correct. Not even a bathtub, let alone a hot tub with other people and chemicals and other people.
So let's not do that.
So I couldn't really like hang out and talk to people right there. And also I kind of knew I was mostly just going to check it out and kind of get the lay of the land. So that's what I did. And I stayed there a few hours, 2 or 3 hours. I was getting tired at one point and I thought, no, I'm going to stay another hour. And I did. So, and it was fine. I, you know, just like everybody else, walked around in their towel and checked out spaces. I was surprised at the layout because I had been to, well, the other place was not a bathhouse. It was just a sex club years ago when I lived in San Francisco. And there would be a, I don't know how often, probably once a month. Lesbian night at the gay men's sex club.
Okay.
And that was a very different layout, and I liked that layout better. So this was not what I expected in that way.
Okay.
But I probably would go back. I don't know. By the time they have it again, I probably would because it'll be so long.
Yeah, and you'll be able to sit in the hot tub and actually get to know some of the other queers.
Yes.
That'll be nice.
That would be nice.
Yay, meeting queers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Although speaking of meeting queers.
Yeah, speaking of meeting queers. Here's what else I did. So then on Saturday.
Well, Thursday, I text you that my other partner is also going to happen to be in the Bay Area while you're there.
Right. But I totally forgot about that until we were talking on the phone on Friday, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I realized it, I thought, oh, well, I should text them and see if we should go to the thing they're going to be at or, you know, like Vinny and I go meet them there.
Right.
Or something. And so I did send them a text.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, it wasn't the same kind of thing it was in October that you and I were going to go to if they were going to be at or something or whenever it was.
That they sometimes, because it was like an improv thing. And so sometimes they have like presentations, but then sometimes it's like workshops.
Right. So this time it was a workshop.
Right.
And it was in the afternoon, right up next to when Vinny was leaving to go with the girlfriend to play Mahjong. So it was just me, and I was invited to the workshop by my metamour once they cleared it with the host, because it was at the host's house this time.
Right.
And they had not been at this location before. It's a, you know, private person's house, and yeah, you want to make sure that it's okay.
Absolutely.
And so they checked with her, and she was good with that. And I told my metamour that I'm not really like an improv guy, but okay. Because I said to them, hey, can you let her know that, like, I'm not exactly an improv guy, but maybe I could hang out. And they were joking with me and wrote back. They were, and the hosts were joking, saying, oh, she says, you can come to the workshop, but no watching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So trying to encourage me to participate. And I thought, well, this is not something I would ever do. But as Vinny pointed out, yesterday you went to the bathhouse, so this should be totally easy. Right?
And meanwhile, like, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, my they friend lives in some completely other city. They've been on a video call when I'm sitting next to you. You've been on a video call when I'm sitting next to them.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all had never met in person.
No, only on video calls.
And so,
one side or the other.
Good that y'all get to meet, but like, I don't get to see them for another so many weeks.
It's not that long.
No, it's not. But it's still, I'm like,
yeah, I'm sure they were like that too, but also seemed excited to meet me and I was excited to meet them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of totally forgot that Saturday was Saturday.
Kind of totally.
Yeah, kind of totally forgot that. And so once I remembered it, I text them. And so I went to the improv thing. And you know what's even weirder?
You did.
I did the improv.
Fuck.
I know.
Good job.
It was totally fine.
It was totally. I knew it would be. Those kind of folks are like, I mean, I was a performer for many years before I was a teacher. And folks like that, they're just totally welcoming. They're just like, one more, one of us, you know?
Yeah, they were very welcoming.
Yes.
And it was fun. And it was a good bit of time to spend with said metamour in a not directly, here we are, looking at each other.
Doing something else.
Tea or something.
Yes.
Yeah, doing something else. So it was a good bit of time to do that. And then after that, we went and had some dinner because they had a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured they probably needed to eat dinner. So we might as well do that instead of like coffee or tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also very nice.
That's good. Yes. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you two get along.
Yes. We both sent you that. I said, oh, now we have to take a selfie and send this to Jess. And so we took one each with each of our phones and sent them at the same time, which you found very amusing.
I found it terribly amusing and also incredibly jealousy inducing. I'm like, why can't I want to go? But no, I have to stay here with the kids while you go do the thing.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of which, when you go in a couple weeks, it turns out I actually will have two children here. Two children. Is that right? Two kids.
That is so not fair. And I am so sorry that that happened that way.
I don't think it's a problem at all.
Okay, good.
I think it's going to be a good opportunity.
Number three will end up being here, which is not how it was supposed to work. I usually try and schedule around, like if we're going to a convention or if I'm going somewhere to Vegas or you're going someplace, I try and make sure that I will be here when number three child is here and that I leave when they have visitation time with their dad.
Yes. And sometimes you switch that time. Like if we're going to Los Angeles and it happens to be their dad's weekend the week before or something, we'll switch these out.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure that we have the right coverage for childcare.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, this is something that we've done for as long as we've been taking vacations. Since before we were even married, we scheduled our very first ever together vacation to, Universal Studios or something. Yes. Over a Thanksgiving that the kids were supposed to be at their dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is just the way of it. But then things got switched.
They did. Just the other day.
Just the other day, because teenager's gonna teenager.
Yeah, and that's okay. So I think it'll be fine. I know one of the reasons they'd be here with me is because their boyfriend will be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so they won't be going off doing things with their boyfriend, which I'm sort of relieved about because I do not want to taxi them all over the damn place like you do.
No, I give them 1 hour of driving a week. The rest of it, they have to work out for themselves. But even that, driving them here and there and everywhere is still...
It can be a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the kids will ask for more because it's a holiday break from school. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's totally normal. But the flip side of that is that they would normally spend that time at their dad's house. But that's also been a challenging situation lately. And mm-hmm. so they decided they wanted to stay here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you encouraged them to talk to us about it. And I am okay with them having somebody come here and hang out with them.
Yes.
I know they like company of their own age.
And they have friends that live by their dad's house that they want to hang out with. But they're not comfortable going to their dad's house right now with roommates and stuff.
Right.
So
yeah, I'm totally good with that. And I think it'll be a good opportunity for number three child and I to have some better getting along
times. I agree, which, you know, we've had a few times lately when you go to the Bay that I've been the only one in charge of number two. And at first I was freaking the fuck out when you were doing that. I think the first couple trips were baseball.
Yes.
And more frequently lately, you go to the Bay and it's... Like, the first time I was like, okay, just waiting for something to break down because of 2018, because of, you know, the issues that we had had some years back. But it's mostly been smooth sailing.
Yeah, sometimes he's even said to you, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with Dad.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and that kind of reinforces that what happened in 2018 was a lot of him reacting against the perception of authority more than me as an individual.
Yes.
I was the most authoritative person in his world at that moment.
Yeah.
And now that you're the most authoritative person in his world, he's always happy to see me.
He is. Because I'm always like, nope, nope, more nope.
The other day I tried to bargain with him. He says he put his laundry in, but he forgot to hit the button to actually start it. And I texted him, you need to come do this. And he says, can you do it for me? I said, okay, but you'll owe me a chore. And you were like, you know, I never do that for him. I never trade him anything.
Because he's not good for his word. He's going to piss and moan at you that he has to do the thing that he agreed to do. Because he didn't think it was going to be that kind of a thing.
But I told him what the thing was, and he said, okay, whatever. And then he comes to do the thing, and he's
all
just
of a sudden,
like you said.
The whatever is a problem. So I've made a point not to be nice about it and say yes to anything. What I say is, yes, I can do that for you, but I won't be turning on your PS4 time right now.
You'll
have to wait because I'm, you know.
Yep.
I'm going to take it out of your time, not mine.
Right.
To make a point that it is really his job.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so terrible about... giving me grief, and I get enough grief already from him that I don't need more of it. So I give him no leeway about stuff like that.
Right.
Anything that could potentially come at my cost does not.
Right.
I only do it if it could come at his cost.
Right.
So you gave him some leeway and he took advantage of it.
Well, he tried to.
He tried to, but he gave you grief.
He did give me grief, and then he gave you grief.
He tried to give me grief, but I didn't have any grief because what I told you is I'd say no.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants, when he tries to call me now, I don't answer.
Good.
I call you.
He tried to call you while you were out of town too. Yeah. Like he would tell me like, well, I'm just going to tell dad. And I'm like, you're going to tattle on me? Good luck.
I'm going to bother dad.
Well, and the thing is part of it, I know that like he knows that you don't want to be bothered and then you'll feel bothered with me because you're being bothered.
But I'm not. I'm bothered with him. And so then I tell you, hey, he's doing a thing. And then I leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't answer.
Good.
Because I know he's not dying.
Nope.
If he was, you would be calling an ambulance.
I have things fully under control.
Yeah, it's fine. So I just don't answer when he calls.
Good job.
Yeah. If he asks me something else on a text, I will answer him because I know then he's just trying to touch base with me. He's trying to reach out a little bit.
He's trying to maintain that connection because he loves you. You're his dad.
But if he's calling me, I know he just wants shit.
Yes. He's trying to play leapfrog. He's trying to play mommy daddy.
Yeah. So we don't do that.
Oh, but anyway, back to your trip for the weekend.
Yes.
You went out for dinner and then you went home.
Yes.
And then the next day,
there was a potential to go to a play that night, which Vinny and I had really wanted to go to the night before, but it was sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy who had two tickets, but we needed three. And plus, we were both like a little exhausted because we're both introverts.
And you had both been going and doing a lot of things with other people.
We had.
Yes.
So I came back and had some food and an early shower and some pajamas. And then I talked to you on the phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you talked to your they friend.
So I debriefed with both of you about your hangout time.
Yes.
And it was very cute.
Yeah, you and I were about to get off the phone. We were just talking about getting off the phone and you said, oh, they're calling. And I said, well, go talk to them and find out.
Yes.
And then I sent you a text saying what I wanted you to do if you had time to
call or let you know or send you a text.
And typically,
yes.
I know that typically you are, especially on a weekend, a little bit more awake at night because you're not exhausted from getting up at too early o'clock.
God, I hate early o'clock.
Especially in the winter.
I'm going to have to start working at early o'clock 3 days a week now instead of one day a week. I am not happy about that. But yeah, so we talked pretty late, but then you had another thing scheduled for the morning. And the plan was you were going to go to a thing and then you were going to come home.
I was. And of course, Vinny's like, on the Saturday before, Saturday after the bathhouse, but before the going to the improv and meeting the Metamore, I'm doing some house repair stuff with Vinny because this is what we do.
Yes, Vinny says,
I think I need a ceiling fan. And I'm like, muttering inside my head, fucking ceiling fans.
You hate ceiling fans.
Oh my God. There's always some kind of problem with ceiling, you know. And then once you get it in, balancing it, it's not my favorite. I'd rather like fix the plumbing, which we have done.
Oh, yes.
So anyhow, so I say, okay, I'll go with you to the store because Vinny also needs another heater because they've been moving the one from the living room to the bedroom back and forth. It's not a good idea to keep moving the heater.
It's a space heater, but it's designed to be like a baseboard staying in
it's not designed to be moved around all the time. And it could be a problem with keeping it going on a regular basis. And so anyhow, I went with Vinny so that I could tote things around and hang out with Vinny. And then I came back and worked on stripping an old Victorian door, which was actually our first project way, way, way back in the summer. We still haven't finished that project because other projects are like, hey, let's get a ceiling fan.
because that's Vinny.
Yeah. So I let Vinny start dealing with the ceiling fan while I kept stripping the door because I was like, I'm not doing the ceiling fan until I have to.
No.
And I did have to. I had to come in and take the light out. And then Vinny was messing with how to make something sturdy inside there. And you have to go like buy pieces. And so Vinny went to the little hardware store and I got ready to go to improv and hang out with people and more people and my Metamore and then all that stuff. And I said, while I was at improv, I said to my Metamore, I really hope Vinny does a whole ceiling fan while I'm gone.
Because
I hate the ceiling fan.
Mm-hmm.
Which they thought was very funny, but
yeah,
I knew it wouldn't happen.
No.
Because it's a ceiling fan.
No, not so then you get home and then the next morning you have an outing and then you're coming home.
Yeah, I have a ceiling fan and then I have an outing.
Oh, you still had ceiling fan in the morning. It didn't get done that night?
No.
You still had more ceiling fan to do?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was still more ceiling fan when I left.
You gave up on trying to help with the ceiling fan because you had to help head home.
Late, yeah. And Vinny knew that I didn't want to drive too late.
Right.
Because dark can also be
Well, you also,
icy.
You didn't tell me that part. You only told me that you had gotten drunk and didn't want to drive yet.
Well, Vinny, I had already talked to Vinny about it ahead of time and said, I definitely want to leave as soon after the next drag show.
Yes.
Yay. We intended to go to a different drag show, but it turned out it was a very suburban area and it was expensive and none of the brunch things were things we could eat.
Right.
But there was one at a bar that we had been to before.
Okay.
That we liked and it was so great. I'm so glad we picked that one instead. And it wasn't like a brunch thing. It was a brunch time one. Like you go there, you buy your own drinks, whatever.
Right.
So I picked a drink and just didn't have them put champagne in because it gives me a headache.
Right.
And it was early. So I thought, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a drink. And by the time I get home in a few hours, you know, I can drive because I knew we'd go back and I have to pack the car and blah, blah, blah. And probably futz with the ceiling fan. And yeah. But what happened was the whole thing was also sponsored by Patron.
Oh, of course.
So they have three people come up to the stage area and interview you some question or another. Just like, tell me something about yourself.
Right.
What's your name? And, you know, and we had already started at the beginning where she's like, okay, where is everybody from? And Vinny points at me, you know, and says, not here.
Uh-huh.
And so she already knew that. So when she's saying, we need three volunteers to come up here, I point at Vinny, Vinny points at me.
Oh my gosh.
And Vinny, because Vinny hasn't had a drink, knows this is a drinking thing and can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vinny's having their mask on the whole time because we are inside.
Yes, they Vinny did not have a drink of anything. Immunocompromised and Vinny is not doing anything indoors without masking.
No, and not having a drink of anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Even water.
Like, understandably so.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. Because who gives away free liquor? Nobody I know. No place I've ever gone to. Well, they did because it was sponsored. And so they brought out shots of tequila. And I thought, well, okay. Not because I wasn't thinking.
Right.
Like, what a lightweight I am. Like, I've had maybe, I had a drink on my birthday after the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had drinks at the drag show.
Okay.
And I had a very tiny beer at the comedy show.
Okay.
So I had, like, a couple drinks that weekend, which is typical at Vinny's.
Yeah.
I'll have a beer or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the drinking I had done in the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the drink I had was very tasty, and I was not, like, planning on having more. But anyhow, a shot of tequila meant that I had to wait to drive.
Yes.
I took the drink, and I thought, oh, shit, it's going to be a while before I can drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not think about that ahead of time.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Or I might have said, hey, give my shot to that person, and pointed at somebody else in the room.
Right.
Yeah. Which I think is a fine thing to do.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And I will do next time if I plan on driving.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you ended up there working on a ceiling fan much later than you intended to.
Well, yeah, because I have a breathalyzer, a little tiny one that like lets me know for sure I'm okay, not guesswork. You cannot guesswork when you've had alcohol. And I wanted it to be like really not registering alcohol.
And the little breathalyzers that we got because we have teenagers and they're not super, super accurate,
mm-hmm.
but they're accurate enough to say like, hey, teenagers, don't do stupid stuff because we can find out.
Yeah. And they can also use that as an excuse not to drink because they can say to their friends, no, my parents have a breathalyzer. Actually, each one of them does. So
they'll find out and I'll be in trouble.
Right. And I keep mine in my car mm-hmm. for exactly situations like this where I'm at Vinny's and I'm thinking, how do I know when I'm okay? Oh, the breathalyzer.
Yes. I keep mine on my key ring for the same reason.
I can't have that many things on the key ring. So I went to the car and got that and stayed at Vinny's until I knew I was absolutely, truly good to be driving a car.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job keeping my husband safe.
You're welcome. Safe and out of jail, which is also part of being safe.
Correct.
Yes. So I did end up leaving Vinny's about an hour and a half or so later than I intended and futzing with the ceiling fan in the meantime.
While you waited for the liquor to wear off. I'm sure that was productive.
Well, I wasn't really feeling intoxicated, but I knew I still had alcohol in my system.
Right. No, I'm teasing. Yeah.
Otherwise, I would not have gotten on a ladder.
Okay, fair.
Right? Vinny would not have had me go on a ladder either if I looked intoxicated or appeared in any way like I did not belong on a ladder.
Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But yep. I did belong with my hand in a ceiling that's 150 years old and getting very dirty and a lot of splinters.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. After I left, Vinny decided they did need to cut a bigger hole.
Of course.
Yeah. Because we could have got the box thing in there, but not the screws for the ceiling fan into the box. There's the problem.
Well, Now you know.
Yeah, now Vinny knows. Don't do ceiling fans. I'm really glad about that. Really, really glad.
Good job.
Thank you. Did we do anything else? Because, you know, we did a lot of things.
If we did, we'll have to talk about it next time because I think that's it.
Okay.
We'd love to hear from you, so let us know what you think or what you want to hear about by emailing us at transpantastic@gmail.com or by commenting at our website, transpantastic.net. Don't forget to subscribe in Stitcher, iTunes, or your favorite podcatcher, and leave us reviews and star ratings. Disclaimer time, we are neither your doctor nor your mental health professional. We are here to discuss our own lives, so we take no responsibility for your decisions based on our discussions. If you are considering transition, please seek professional assistance. If you are considering parenting while transitioning, you definitely need professional assistance. All contents are distributed under a Creative Commons No Derivative License and may be shared freely in their entirety. Any alteration or less than complete reproduction requires permissions of the hosts. Thanks for listening!
Did you turn that other thing off? You did. Okay. Yeah, I don't hear. The only thing I hear is the melt off the roof through the drains and the gutter. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Sure.
Oh, yay. You actually talked out loud. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I figure you've been talking probably fairly consistently, if intermittently, for the last hour-ish, so.
Yeah, I didn't talk on the way home because I had nothing to say to myself.
Well, I'm sure I would have had plenty of things to say to myself if I was talking.
Oh, I was listening to podcasts. So.
Yes, I've been doing that to keep from talking to myself.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm George.
Talking about lower surgery consultations.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
That's your job, clarifying.
That's right? What I do.
Yeah.
Continue. Now, you say you got an email today. Is this a follow-up to the email from the other day where she was saying that the insurance was trying to reach you?
It doesn't really matter what day it was, dear.
Okay.
I was just making it today because I couldn't remember. And
okay.
Now we're all confused. So can we just keep it up today?
We can keep it on today.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and Vinny would have not had me go on a ladder either. If they thought that... Vinny would not have had me go on a ladder. I might be... I might. I've had no tequila, which is probably a shame. But...
Ha 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 ha.